now, very soon, perhaps even within the year, the whole world is going to be rocked with the astounding announcement of a new super world government in Europe, perhaps even more powerful, perhaps even greater than either the Soviet Union or the United States. And it will trigger the feared, awesome nuclear World War III. And the prophecies of your Bible says that definitely it is coming.
The World Tomorrow. The Worldwide Church of God presents Herbert W. Armstrong, internationally recognized ambassador for world peace, visiting prominent leaders around the globe, discussing the cause of world problems, and proclaiming the good news of the world tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, Herbert W. Armstrong.
Now, I forecasted this resurrection of the medieval Holy Roman Empire, or a United States of Europe, up to almost 50 years ago. The very first issue of the Plain Truth magazine, which came out with the February issue of 1934, and at that time it was, well, it had the most humble beginning of any magazine that I know. Now, the Plain Truth today has grown to one of the great mass circulation magazines of the whole world, over 5.5 million copies monthly. But at that time, it had to start so humbly. A homemade magazine, you might say, just printed on a borrowed mimeograph, about 350 copies, the first issue. I want to show you now on the screen the front cover of that magazine, almost 49 years ago. And the lead article is "A World Dictator About to Appear." This is what it said almost 49 years ago. Will it be Mussolini, Stalin, or Roosevelt? Continuing, the Plain Truth said, "Everybody senses that something is wrong with the world, that some mighty event is about to occur. What is it? Bible prophecy tells. Here is a solemn warning, and it is the plain truth. We live today in the most strenuous, anxious, momentous hours of Earth's history. Today, as 49 years ago, we stand in the very threshold of colossal events that will stagger the mind of mortal man. Just now, it is like the lull before a great and devastating storm. Everyone senses it. The lust for world power. Ever since the pharaohs ruled in Egypt, on down through ancient Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome, on to Napoleon, and then the Kaiser, there has been a lust for power to rule the world. It is commonly known today that Mussolini's whole aim is to restore the ancient Roman Empire in all its former splendor, power, and glory, and Rome did rule the world. Now, let me add here that shortly after that, and back at that time, it was announced, it didn't even make front page news, but it was announced in newspapers, and I did announce it on radio at that time before the public, that Mussolini had conquered Ethiopia, that he added Eritrea, Italian Somaliland, and Italy, had made a concordat with the Vatican in Rome, and that he did announce that he had restored the Roman Empire. Now, continuing that issue of the Plain Truth 49 years ago, I said this. Today, Prime Minister MacDonald of Great Britain and President Roosevelt are striving frantically to avert and to postpone the impending next world war. That was World War II. It had not yet come when I wrote that, but I'd been prophesying it was imminent that it would come. continuing while the nations prepare even more feverishly for war. 3 or 4 short years ago, many laughed and scoffed when I said that there would be another world war in 5 to 7 years. Actually, it did come in 1939, and I was writing this in 1934. It did come 5 years later. They do not laugh and scoff today. Everyone knows that the next world war is coming, and soon. Every move for peace has failed. Once again, I remind you that was written almost 49 years ago, back in 1934. The first issue of the Plain Truth magazine. The Plain Truth is still announcing events before they happen. The Plain Truth has always been many, many years before its time. It is a world news magazine that not only foretells what is going to happen according to Bible prophecy, but explains the world news and its meaning. Now, why the delay in this United States of Europe? It is a resurrection of the medieval Holy Roman Empire. The Holy Roman Empire was started in the year of 554 after the fall of the major ancient Roman Empire, but at the behest of the Pope at Rome, Justinian, the ruler of the East in Constantinople, was brought to Rome, and he revived what they called the Roman Empire. But it became known as the Holy Roman Empire. And it lasted until after Napoleon in 1814 AD. Now, ever since, the nations in Europe have wanted to reunite. And I've been foretelling it. The Bible foretells it. Just as I did foretell World War II, now I'm foretelling World War III. People scoffed. They didn't believe it then. It happened. Some people may be scoffing today. It will happen. And you can bet your life on that, because you are betting your life on it. Now, why has it not come sooner? Why has it been so long? And I have known it was coming for almost 50 years now. Well, in Europe, they are divided by different language barriers. There's so many different languages. For example, there is German, English, Spanish, French, Italian, Greek, many different languages. They have various national aspirations that divide them, national patriotisms. Now, always in the so-called Holy Roman Empire, the Catholic Church was the sort of cementing agent that cemented the nations together and brought them together religiously, and Bible prophecy says will be once again. Even religion in Europe has been divided between the Roman Catholic Church in the West and the Eastern Orthodox Catholic Church in the East. They have been absolutely divided. And, of course, the major point is that the churches in the East, in every ecumenical movement tending toward trying to bring unification once again, they have said that they will not accept the Vatican or the Pope as the head over the Eastern Catholic religion. Well, I can tell you now, the day before I arrived in Athens, and I arrived there from South Africa. I had been on in South Africa and also in Nairobi. And the day before I arrived there, there had been a meeting of the European Parliament. Now, the European Parliament is merely the political arm that is working for the political unification of Europe, or reunification. And it has no actual authority yet, but they're just working for it, and those that are working for it. One of the great motivating powers that are tending to bring them together now is fear of increased Soviet threats, especially since the death of Mr. Brezhnev and the ascension to the throne, you might say, in Moscow, of Mr. Andropov. Now, he has started out with some very tough speeches, and they are alarming Europe. Now, I was in conference with some very high officials in Greece, And one, the leader of this group, said, quote, "The peace of the world depends on the unification of Europe." An important leader in Athens said that the Eastern Orthodox Church is now prepared to accept the headship of the Pope at Rome over both churches if they can get together. Now, the infallibility doctrine of the infallibility of the Pope is still in question. The Eastern Orthodox Church has not yet accepted that. I predict that they will accept it in a matter of a very few months. Now, from there, I went on to Madrid in Spain. And there I had a very fine personal meeting with the King of Spain, Juan Carlos. I had met him before, about 8 years before. He was glad to see me again. I can just tell you that he is personally very interested in seeing this United States in Europe get together and emerge. Now, Pope John Paul II had made a tour into Spain. No pope had ever visited Spain before. It was the first time. But John Paul II did, and he had a very triumphant visit there. And he especially laid great emphasis on the need of the nations of Europe getting together under the Roman Catholic Church, remembering their roots, their heritage, and how religion had bound them together all these years, and that there is no other way they can be together. And so, I can tell you that the Vatican is moving in that direction to do everything possible to bring it about. Now, all the pieces that have divided them over there are beginning to fall into place. And it's very shocking news. You'll find it prophesied in the 17th chapter of Revelation and many other prophecies in the Bible. And it is going to trigger World War III. They feared the unthinkable nuclear World War III. I want to read you what the Bible says about this World War III coming on. It's in Matthew 24. And I'm going to show you how the time is now. And I'll just begin in verse 21. It's a prophecy of Jesus Christ himself when he was here on earth. And speaking of this time that we're in now, he says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, neither this time, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, unless God Almighty himself intervenes supernaturally to cut it short, no flesh should be saved alive." It's talking not of spiritual salvation, but saving humanity alive. In other words, every man, woman, child on earth would be snuffed out. You, your children, myself, all of us, humanity would be erased. Let me tell you, my friends, for the first time in all history, and it only began between 29 and 30 years ago with the production of the hydrogen bomb, 1,000 times more powerful than the atomic bomb that destroyed whole cities in Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And that atom bomb that destroyed whole cities is only the spark that triggers a hydrogen bomb. A hydrogen bomb probably could completely destroy all New York City and its environs. And let me tell you that just off the coast of the Atlantic Ocean, and not too far off the coast, I happen to know this, are Russian submarines with enough missiles that can be fired from those submarines that could destroy, completely destroy, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., you might say the entire Atlantic seaboard. And the Russians have nuclear hydrogen bombs and missiles that could also be shot off from other points and could completely destroy Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and coming on, Kansas City, Denver, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. What are we going to have left if that happens? Now, in the sixth chapter of Ezekiel, you will find it says that all of our cities are going to be destroyed at this time. In all your dwelling places, it says later in Ezekiel, your cities shall be destroyed, and then you shall know that I am the eternal God, says. Now, that expression is used in the prophecy of Ezekiel only to show the time of the second coming of Christ. Now, let me go on reading you in Matthew 24. Except those days should be shortened, no flesh should be saved alive. That great tribulation, that is the nuclear World War III. Drop down just a few verses to verse 29. Immediately after the great tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. God will have such great supernatural powers that he will end it before all humanity is destroyed. We've come to the place where man has created the Frankenstein that can destroy himself. And mankind would be destroyed if God Almighty didn't intervene. Then, what's the next thing to happen? Verse 30, the next verse. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes or nations of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Now, next, I want you to notice. I want to go back to verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom of God, shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Then it goes on, and immediately after that will come this great tribulation. Now, let me tell you something. This program started back in 1934 in the first week in January. The Plain Truth started the first week in February of 1934. After 19 years, this program had been preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God coast to coast in the United States. That gospel had not been proclaimed in the world for 1900 years at that time. Then, the first week in 1953, exactly 1900 years from the time that the Apostle Paul said that that gospel had been suppressed until 1953, on the most powerful radio station in the world, Radio Luxembourg in Europe, when I began to proclaim that gospel to Europe after it had been proclaimed coast to coast all over the United States and Canada. The Apostle Paul wrote in 53 A.D. in the first chapter of the book of Galatians and verses 6 and 7, how they had already turned from that gospel. It had been suppressed to another gospel. And men had turned to a gospel of men, not the gospel of Christ, but their own gospel, those who were proclaiming it, claiming to be the ministers of Christ, claiming to represent Jesus Christ. As Jesus himself had said, many would come in his name as his ministers, but saying that Jesus is the Christ. Oh, yes, proclaiming Christ to the world, and yet deceiving the many. How could that be? You know, Jesus himself said in one case, in vain do you even worship me, as he said, teaching for doctrines your own traditions and making the commandments of God of no effect by your tradition. And my friends, that's what this world has been doing for 1900 years. There's much preaching about Christ. There's much preaching about Christianity. It is not the Christianity of Christ. It is not the gospel that Jesus preached. It's a gospel of man about the messenger and not his message. It's not the real Christianity. It's masquerading under that name. And it's about time we look in the Bible, blow the dust off of it, as I've been saying now for the past 49 years on the air. And the things that I've been predicting that have come out of the Bible is the Word of God, and what he predicts is coming true. I haven't predicted those things out of my own mind or my own ideas. I only predict what I find in the Bible. You can find the same thing if you're willing to believe what Jesus said. Now, Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He's the Word of God in person. The Bible is the same Word of God precisely, but in writing. It's precisely what he said. Now, when Jesus was on earth, he said that he was the Word of God, but he said that he had not spoken of his own ideas or what he thought, but he spoke only what God Almighty the Father had told him to speak. And in the same way, listen, my friends, I speak only what he has told me to speak, and he tells me right here in this Word. And I don't speak anything else. And I've been saying that these things are going to come to pass. They have been coming to pass. And they're going to come to pass. How am I going to know what is going to come? How am I going to understand the Bible? You'll find in the Bible it says, a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Why is it that the Christian churches say the commandments of God are done away? They don't keep his commandments. They say the law is gone. The law of God. And the law of God is merely God's way of living. And all of our troubles in the world and all of the wars have come because of the way we are living. The Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, the ends thereof are the ways of death. We've been living the way that seems right to men. Men have their ideas of morality, their ethics, their aspirations. Oh yes, and some of them coincide with some of the commandments of God. You know, they will admit that it is wrong to have another God before the true God, to take his name in vain, or to make idols and pictures of what God looks like. They will admit that you should honor your parents. They will admit that it's wrong to commit adultery, wrong to commit murder. In fact, that's a capital crime in man's laws. Stealing, oh yes, that's a great crime too. That's one of the commandments of God. Lying, perjury, coveting, they will admit that. There's one commandment they will not accept. And that's the fourth commandment. And they will not accept it. But they follow the way of man, and the church that goes by the name of Christ has been doing that, my friends, for the past almost 1900 years. I ask you, blow the dust off your Bible, look into it for yourself, see that these things are true. Your Bible says that all nations have been deceived by Satan the devil, and they have been. This word is being proclaimed. The gospel of the kingdom has been going to the world, and I've been carrying it there, and I've carried it before kings and before prime ministers and presidents and emperors all over this world. I have spoken to more heads of government in their own offices than any other man on the face of the earth today. And I don't think anybody can gainsay that. God Almighty has opened the doors, and I've been going through those doors. People may scoff. The things that God says are going to come to pass, and I just try to speak his word faithfully. That's what I do. Well, I'm running out of time, and I tell you, I want you to get a booklet that I have for you. Are we living in the last days? The last days of this world. This world is on its last legs. This world is about through. Are we living in the last days? I've announced this little booklet before. It's illustrated. Are we living in the last days? Write in for that booklet. There's no charge, and there's not going to be any request for money or for contributions. Then, the Plain Truth magazine, I told you, it has grown now to one of the great mass circulation magazines of the world. Now over 6 million circulation. Here is a recent issue. First is an editorial by me. Here's your best assurance of holding a job. And that might be important right now for a lot of people to know. Then here is an article behind the Pope's spiritual offensive in Eastern Europe. Now that's on world affairs and what is happening over there. And you need to know what is going on. The Plain Truth analyzes today's world news and gives you the meaning and where it's leading and what is going to happen in the light of biblical prophecy. Here's another article. What teachers wish parents knew about school. And there's something decidedly wrong in our public schools. Then The Mark of a Great Mind is another article. And then here is a continued series on Charlemagne and the new Europe. And then the greatest gift that you can give your children. Here's another article, Why Must Men Suffer? And here's a very important article, A Foretaste of Disaster. That is an article about the weather and what's happening in the weather. You read a lot, you get a lot about the weather in your daily newscasts and newspapers, but they don't give you the background of what the cause is and where it's going to lead, and this article will. You need to have that. This magazine is just full of world news, of family news, of things that are very important in your life, and there's no magazine like it. And listen, there is no subscription price. Now, all you do, remember this booklet, Are We Living in the Last Days? A year's subscription, free, gratis, no charge, for the Plain Truth magazine. Just send your request to me, Herbert W. Armstrong, Pasadena, California. So until next time, this is Herbert W. Armstrong. Goodbye, friends.